Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda today when President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in a year on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in what the State Department said was a bid to lay the groundwork for the president's talks with Mr. Putin.
This is the beginning of a genuine effort to see if there is a way to deconflict, but also to find a way forward that will be effective.
Meantime, Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight the Islamic State. No details on the new arrangement were made available, but it is clear a sign of growing Russian influence in the region. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan said hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack on Sunday against key security outposts in a remote border region. Intensified Taliban summer fighting has already put pressure on the Afghanistan National Security Forces, though they have prevented insurgents from making any significant territorial gains. Dozens are reported dead, scores of others wounded following 2 days of sectarian violence in the Central African Republic. Fighting broke out in the capital Bangui as Muslims attacked a Christian neighborhood after the body of a dead Muslim was left near a mosque. A nighttime curfew had been imposed. The violence erupted despite the presence of French troops and UN peacekeepers. It's also coming ahead of presidential and parliamentary elections. This is VOA News.